Of Turkey lately I did read concerning of a knight, how that a whore did him entice to kill his heart's delight. This man, it seems, was well beloved by many a gallant peer, and for his sake their lives they'd lose, he was beloved so dear. A virtuous wife belike he had, with beauty fresh and gay, who gave him £20,000 upon her wedding day. They loved each other very well, and lived a happy life. In 4 years' space, 3 pretty babes he had by this his wife. But at the last a lewd woman his company did keep, which made his wife and children small with grieved hearts to weep. Quoth she, "Fair knight, I love you dear, but yet my heart do rue, because your wife do envy me for loving you so true." Then presently the knight he said, "I pray thee be content, and of my wife be not afraid, the blame I will prevent." With that he goes unto his wife, and beats her very sore, and make his lady pardon crave for offending of his whore. He made his lady give consent that she would with him dwell, and charged his servants to content this whore which he loved well. This harlot she so brazen was, and clearly void of grace, that she to bed with him would go before his lady's face. And thus, poor soul, this lady she durst not her grief declare, because this whore would pinch her flesh and pull her by the hair. She could not yet contented be with this same harmless wife, but she did study and devise to take away her life. Sir knight, your wife can't you abide, nor me, therefore I pray, let us together both consent to take her life away. With that the knight did straight reply, to it I do agree, but I do fear if it be known we both shall hanged be. But she did bid him straight go home, and to her thus declare, that she must walk along with him in the fields to take the air. His wife then ready did her make, and joyful was at this, that she did hang about his neck, and gave him many a kiss. Then walked they both to a wood, whereas this harlot lay, and when they came near to the place, he from her run away. Then did this whore come running forth out of the wood with speed, with a sharp dagger in her hand, to act a cruel deed. The lady to see her was amazed, armed with dagger and knife, which make her mournfully to cry, "For God's sake, save my life." But she no pity on her took, though she did beg and crave. She presently did cut her throat, and made the ditch her grave. This passed on for 2 long years, with excuses that he made, which made his harlot often say, "We shall not be betrayed." But now one day they merry was, with wine and costly cheer. Then presently a ghost came in, which put them all in fear. And to this knight she straightways went, and thus to him did say, "Because that thou betrayedst my life, thou shalt with me away." His friends and acquaintance being there, and gentry great store, did see this knight carried away, and never heard of more. But when this whore to trial came, the jury did agree that she should be chained to a stake, and so burn presently. Thus you do hear what whores can do, if they can have their will. They'll strive to plot all that they can, and modesty to kill.